Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav Hirsch Yonason, Ben Mordechai Ephraim, Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadayim, Rabbi Ephraim Abba Ben Miriam Shoshana, Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadav, Rabbi Avram Yitzchak Ben Ezra, Ren Avram Yitzchak Ben Esther, Rabbi Yosef Ezra Ben Esther. They should have Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadayim. And for Shoshana Bas Tvore Gittel, she should have Bracha V'Hatzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadeha. In Parshas Tzav, we read, "Uvigdei Hakodesh Asher La'aron Yulevana V'Achorav L'Moshcha Behem L'Malei Bames Yadam." And the holy clothing of Aaron will be to his sons, to L'Moshcha Behem. We'll see in a moment. And L'Malei Bames Yadam, to fill their hands. Rashi explains L'Moshcha L'Hisgadel Behem. The mashcha means to become great. The begadim are worn, begadim that were worn by Aaron and then by his children after him, make them great. Lehisgadel bahem. And then lamale bames yadam, to fill his hands, Rashi says, al yedei habegadim hu mislabesh bekehuna gedola. Through the begadim, he enclothes himself in kehuna gedola. In other words, through the levishas habigadim, he becomes a kohen gadol. Like it says nearby, shivas yamim yil b'shem hakohen tachtav mibanav asher yavol ol moed v'sharis bakodesh. 7 days he will wear the kohen instead of him of his sons, who comes to the ol moed to serve in the holy. And we learn from this pasuk in Yuma Hei that when a kohen becomes the kohen gadol, he does it with ribui begadim, and the mitzvah you need 7 days. With the eved, it's enough to have one day, meaning even for a few minutes. So that's the din of becoming a kohen gadol through ribui begadim, through wearing the special big day kehuna. The Ramban explains that the lashon of meshicha is not as Rashi learned, lehisgadel b'hem, but rather meshicha b'shem in mamish. And that's what it means, lemashcha b'hem, lemshoach b'begadim. In other words, to anoint them with oil when they're wearing their clothing. Who? The kohanim gedolim. Ulamale b'mes yadam lahakriv karbanos. And then they also have to bring the karbanos, that's the filling of their hands. According to Rashi, that we're not referring to the shemen, rather begadim, lemashcha means the begadim, we have to understand the kefel halashon, lemashcha behem, ulemale bames yadam. What is the duality of the terminology here? What's meshicha and what's milu yadayim? Lechora, lehisgadel, what Rashi says in the first Rashi, lehisgadel behem, is the same as lehislabish b'kehuna gedola. Becoming great is also becoming kohen gadol. So lichora, the lemashcha and lemalei bames yadam is the zel b'zach, and it could be that that's what bothered the Ramban, and that's why he was noted from Perish Rashi. Tosus writes in Yuma Daf Yebeis Amid Beis Dibar Maskel Kohen Gadol Beis in Yerushalmi that a Kohen Gadol is Mismane Bepeh, and he is Mistalek Bepeh. He is anointed verbally and he is removed verbally. And with that they explain why a Kohen that was anointed on Yom Kippur instead of the Kohen Gadol who had an imglik, hasirt an imglik, he had some sort of psul that happened to him, and they anointed another kohen as kohen gadol. Me'ikar hadin, he can now be meshamesh be'arba abigadim kekohen hedyot. After the original kohen gadol returns to his avoda, if not, for the din of malim bakodesh ve'in moridim. So now to be mishamish ba'arba begadim would be a yerida b'kedusha shelo, zelo osim. But in theory, in principle, he would be allowed to go back and be a Kohen Hedyot. Why? Because be'etzem he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, because he's mistalik b'peh. And we have to understand, what's this inyan of minui Kohen Gadol b'peh, in addition to the Meshicha b'shemen, or the ribui begadim? Umemela, once we understand what the inyan of minui bepe is, then we can also understand the inyan of siluk bepe. The Turei Evan asks in Megillah Daf Tes from the Mishnah that there is no difference between a coin mishamish and coin l'sha'avar. The Kohen L'Sha'avar is the skan that took the place that came in relief of the Kohen Gadol, who had a psul, and then the Kohen Gadol returned to his avoda, to the second Kohen, who is no longer Kohen, is a Kohen L'Sha'avar. The only difference between them is Par Yom HaKippurim, the Asiris Ha'efa, the Par Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol, and the Mincha that the Kohen Gadol gives. Otherwise, they're the same. Frek the Turei Evan, but according to the Yerushalmi, when he's Mistalik B'Peh, he's no longer Kohen Gadol. So why does the Mishnah say that there's no difference except for Par Kohen Yom HaKippurim in the series Haifa? Otherwise they're equal. When he's Mistalik Peh, he's no longer Kohen Gadol, this Kohen L'Sha'avar. So why does the Mishnah equate them for everything but two things? And he also asks from the Gemara in Harias, Daf Yud, that Kohen L'Sha'avar brings a Par Kohen Mashiach. He brings that special power of the Kohen Gadol. Is mistalik b'peh. So in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer in Yoredeya Simin Hey, he wants to be mechalek between somebody became Kohen Gadol b'shem and Amishcha, and there we say there's no difference between a Kohen Mishamish, a Kohen L'Sha'avar, and a Kohen who was Misrabi b'begadim that didn't have the Shem and Amishcha. At a certain point they stopped using the Shem and Amishcha and they had Ribu b'begadim. And about him we say Mistalik Bepeh. That's what the Chasam Sofer wanted to say. So if he was Nas Kohen Gadol b'shem and Amishcha, then there's no difference between him and the Kohen Amishamish. And when is he Mistalik Bepeh? If he was just Misrabi b'begadim, or that's a Davar Mechudish. And not only that, but the same Mishnah says that there's no difference between Kohen Mashuach b'shem and Amishcha, the Merubah B'Gadim, and Parah Ba'al Kol HaMitzvos. It's Mashma for everything else, they're equal. And according to the Chasam Sofer, there is a more basic difference. The B'shem and Amishcha is still Kohen Gadol, and the Merubah B'Gadim is no longer Kohen Gadol. The Mashal of the Mishnah is that they're equal in all areas, except for one. So Rav Chaim HaLevi in the Ginzei HaGrach and the Chedushei HaGriz in Zvachim Yudches and in Sota Membeis explain that there are two dinim. This is brought by Agon Rav Ariyav Ozer in his weekly shir in Harnof. The din Kohen Mashiach, which he gave last Shabbos. The din Kohen Mashiach is one din, and then there's a din Kohen Gadol. Because we find in Yuma Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph that Kohen Mashuach Milchama is equal to the Kohen Gadol in five different areas that are stated in the Parsha. Lo Porea, if he doesn't grow his hair long, Velo Poreim, doesn't rip his clothing, becomes an Avol, Veinu Matame Lekrovim, he doesn't become Tame to his relatives like a Kohen Gadol, O Mitzuva Ala Besula, and he's not allowed, and he's not allowed to marry a Ba'ula, he has to be with a Basula. The Afalpi, that this Kohen Mashuach Mulchama is not a Kohen Gadol, we have a ribui from the word Asher Yutzak, Ruz Asher Yutzak, that he's equal in five areas to the Kohen Gadol. And if so, a Kohen Gadol, whether he was Mashuach B'Shem and Amishcha Mamish, or whether he was just Misrabi B'Gadim alone, that was now Sha'avar, that Siluk B'Peh is effective, that is only Le'inyan Haminui Shenismane Le'Kahula Gedola, that was also done B'Peh. So this din of Kohen Gadol, remember we said there are two dinim. That was you don't have to have a long memory. That was a minute ago. There's a din of Kohen Gadol, there's a din of Kohen Mashiach. Alt Kohen Gadol, he's mismana bepeh. And he's mistalek bepeh. But he still has Kedusha's Kohen Mashiach that's chal through the Mashiach or the Ribui Begadim. And this Chaleis Kedusha isn't mistalek bepeh, just like the Mashiach Mochama. Through his Mashiach, he's like a Kohen Gadol. So too, this person who was the relief Kohen Gadol also remains in a certain aspect Kohen Gadol. He's considered Kohen Mashiach. He's still considered the anointed one. He was anointed with the oil, with the clothing. And therefore his din is of a Kohen Gadol. Except Linyan Pariyom HaKippur, Minchas Chavitim. That's only the Kohen Mashamesh. And the Griz and his son the Grid and the Chedusha Griz and Sotam and Beis discuss why then the Mashiach Mochama is equal to the Kohen Gadol only in five different areas, not in everything. The Ein Kana Makom. And that's what Tosis writes, that a Kohen She'avar could Midina wear the four Begadim since he was Mistalek Bepeh. Because that the Kohen Gadol Mishamish Mishmona Begadim, that's because he is the Shem Kuna Gedola, that's Chol Alidei Minuya, V'lo Mimachmas Mishichuso Bilvad. It's only because of his Minui. Once you have the Minui means eight garments, Shmona Begadim. But once his Minui is taken away, then you only have four. But it's not because of the Mashiach, it's because of the Mashiach, then this Kohen Hedyot, then this Kohen L'Sha'avar, Kohen Gadol L'Sha'avar, would no longer wear the would not be able to wear the four garments. You wouldn't call him a Kohen Hedyot, he's still Kohen Gadol, because he's Mashiach. But no, the Begadim are out to the Minui. And this Kohen Gadol, L'Sha'avar, who lost his Minui, he was Mismana Bepeh, Mistalik Bepeh, so now he's no longer considered Kohen Gadol. He can, in theory, wear the four Begadim, if not for the din of Malam Makodesh Shalom Aridim. You should know this is true, because we pass in Rambam Klei Mikdash 4:21, like Ravin in Yuma 73a, that Mashiach Melchama is Mishamish B'Mikdash B'Arba Begadim. So you see that the Begadim are not Tzluim B'din Mashiach, Ela B'din Kuhuna Gedola B'Lvad. And therefore, the Mashiach Melchama is Mishamish B'Arba Begadim and not B'Shemayna Begadim. And with that, the Grach explains that it says in Nazir 47a, Kohen Gadol v'Nazir shepagu b'meis mitzvah, that if you have a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir who chanced upon a meis mitzvah, the Nazir should become Tameh because his Kedusha is a Kedusha Shah, and not to the Kohen Gadol whose Kedusha is a Kedushas Olam. Now, the Fitosvis, that Kohen Gadol mistalek b'peh, why do we say that the Kohen Gadol's Kedushas Kedushas Olam? But based on what we said, we can understand that the Siluk only works for his Shem Kohen Gadol, for the Minui Kohen Gadol, for the Minui Be for that aspect. But and dinim that stem from the Meshicha, for that Siluk doesn't help. So he really is Kedushas O Kedushas Olam. How's he Kedushas O Kedushas Olam? The dinim that emerge from the Meshicha, the Meshicha B'Shem and HaMishcha, the Ribu Gadim, that's forever. So here what we have to do is we always have to see where the din of the Kohen Gadol is coming from. Is it coming from din of Minui Kohen Gadol, or is it coming from the din of Meshicha? And as far as Dine Meshicha, the Avar is just like a Kohen Gadol. And a great siyua for the Grach is from the Ramban in Parshas Shemini with respect to Elazar and Isamar, that even though they were Kohanim and Yotim, but since they were Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha, so their din was made Bimei Miluim, and it could be for all of their lives, like the din Mashiach Melchama L'dayros she'eno pareh ve'eno parim v'lo matam l'korivim. And therefore when Nadav and Avihu died, they were commanded not to be Misa'abel for them. Rak Achem Kol Beis Yisrael Yivkuos Esraif Hashem Suraf Hashem. So it doesn't mean the Ramban that they were Mamish Meshamish K'Mashuach Melchama. Rather it means that the Kedusha that's Chal Al Yedei Meshicha is not Misbatel from them. And Mitzad Zeh their Mitzuveh B'Priya U'B'Prima. They're not allowed to grow their hair, they're not allowed to rip their clothing. So that's the din of the Elazar and Isamar, that are Kohanim Hediotim. But since they were Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha, they have a din like a Mashiach Mulchama, and in some aspect, they are considered, from a certain Bechina, they are considered like a Kohen Gadol. But they didn't have actually the meaning of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore they were Mishamish Ba'arbi B'Gadim. Look at the Grizz and Sota there on Membeis. And we can be Mevayer, said Rav Ozer Shlita, he's the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Itri, Beit Safafa. And he gives a shiur in Har Nof. Only a few hundred people come. Wow, for hours. So he explains and sharpens this based on the Rambam when he explains the defines a Kohen Gadol in Perek Dalet Mehilchos Klei Hamikdash, Halacha Yud Beis. Umemanim Kohen Gadol, Hu Rosh L'chol HaKohanim. You anoint, you appoint a Kohen Gadol, and he is the head of all the Kohanim. And he continues there to explain that he stands above all the other jobs in the Mikdash. Nimtza shekol in yanei hamikdash nechtachim al piv. Everything is done based on the Kohen Gadol. So milvad kedushas Kohen Gadol that separates him from other Kohanim, as the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Ayin Reish and Ayin Reish Beis, shekol hakohanim kedoshim vehakohen hagadol kodesh kedoshim. That all Kohanim are Kodesh, and the Kohen Gadol is Kodesh Kodashim. So besides the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol that separates him from other Kohanim, by the way, the Makor is based on the parish of the Malbim at the end of Tetzaveh, V'chipar Aaron al-Karnoisev, Kodesh Kodashim Hu Lashem. He holds the Kodesh Kodashim is talking about Aaron, that it says, it's talking about in the Pasuk, when we find Kodesh Kodashim on Aaron in the Sefer Divrei Hayamim, Aleph Chov Gimel Yud Gimel, Vayavdel Aaron Lakdisha Kodesh Kodashim. So Milvad Zoyz, besides this special Kedush of the Kohen Gadol, he has Gdulas Srara, Lios Kolish, so rare Biveso, Umida Be'er Kilashoi Namoi. So he has the Gedula of Srara on the other Kohanim, and he is the Negid Al Beis Hashem, like it says in the book of Chronicles, Divrei Hayamim Aleph 9:11 and other places, and like it says in the Yerushalmi, that he, Shkalim, Chapter 5, Halacha number 2. So he is the Negid. He is the leader of Beis Hashem. Not only is he the holiest, the Kodesh Kodash, but he's the leader of Beis Hashem. And it also says, the Rambam omits this, but Chazal tell us that he's the Choseim al Ha'oitzris beveis HaMikdash. He stamps the treasures, and that's the inyan of Pach HaShemen. Shematzu chasam v'chaysam shal kohen gadol. What's this chaysam? What's he busy stamping things for? Because he's the man. You know, when you have the person, the lawyer, whoever's in charge, they have that stamp. They can stamp it, and that's what makes it happen. So that was the kohen gadol. He was the leader. And with this we can understand what it says, the din that it says in the Yerushalmi, brought in Tosfos Megillah 9b, and in Tosfos Yeshanim and Yuma 12b. Beharchava, like the parish of the Riva, that Kohen Gadol that was Nitba B'Yom Kippur, and somebody else took his place, the par comes from the first Kohen Gadol, and not the one who's taking his place. And that's difficult, the par must be of the Kohen Gadol, must belong to the Kohen Gadol. And now it's the second one's the Kohen Gadol, not the first one. So how does it bring the par of the first one who's no longer Kohen Gadol? The answer is, Mitzad Din Srara, the first one remained as Kohen Gadol. And this person who's Mishamish Tachtav is only taking his place temporarily. And therefore, even if the first one wasn't Makdish the par, and the second one already came into his job, you bring the par of the first Kohen Gadol. Why? Because he still has Gedulas Srara al Shara Kohan. So now we see that the Kohen Gadol has two aspects. He has the fact that he's Kodesh Kadashim. And in addition, like the Rambam says, Manim Kohen Gadol Hu Rosh L'Kol HaKohanim, that he's above all the other Kohanim. So he has these two aspects. Number one, that he's Kodesh Kadashim. And number two, that he's the Sorer. He's the leader. And that remains even after he's gone, even after he became Pasul. And this stems very nicely with the Ramban. That big day kuna gadol achosh and efor atzitz hamil, they're all big day malchus, like we find in certain places in Tanakh. Because the kohen gadol is a melech, l'kol hakohanim, l'chol hanogel mikdash. And it would seem that this srara is made by the minui that they're memanehim bepeh. So it emerges then that the din kohen mashiach that the grach said is the kedushas kohen mashiach. That's chal through the Meshicha or the Levishas HaBegadim, but that's not enough to have the Surara of the Kuna Gedola. That's only by the Minui Shememanim also. And this Minui can also be Misbatel B'peh if they fire him, if they remove him verbally from his Surara. And the Kedushas Meshicha is going to remain. So now it's beautiful. We have the two aspects of the Kohen Gadol. We have what the Rambam says. And that's besides, as the Sefer Achinuch brings. He's Kodesh Kadashim. But this inyan of Srara is achieved how? That he's Melech, that he's the leader, is done not by the Mashiach and the Ribi B'Gadim, but by the Minui B'Peh. And that can come and go. And once he loses that, then he lost it. He's no longer the Melech. But the second aspect, the Kohen Mashiach, the Kedusha, the special Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol, that's Chol Al Yedei Mashicha, or Levishas HaBegadim. So these two aspects of the Kohen Gadol reflect what we learned before about the one who's taking his place. The one who's taking his place, he doesn't have that Minui B'Peh anymore. He lost it. He's no longer Melech, but he still has the Kedusha. And that remains with him. So the Dinim that are Noveya from Minui B'Peh, he doesn't have anymore. Dinim that are Noveya from his being Mashuach, from being the Anointed One, with the Shemana Mishcha, with the Ribu Begadim, that remains even after his job is over. And now we can understand the duality in the Pasuk. It says, "V'big day kodesh shel Aaron yulavana v'acharav l'mashcha behem." That's Gedula v'Srara. Rashi says, "L'hizgadil behem, sheyesh Mishicha shilashan Srara, kamo l'cha nesatim l'mashcha, al tigu v'mishicha." This is this inyan of leadership, of rulership. Ulamale Bames Yadam, that's the Kedushas Kahuna Gedola that comes through the Ribui Begadim. As we remember, Rashi says, Lamale Bames Yadam, Alidea Begadim, Umislabesh Bekahuna Gedola. So this pasuk is reflecting the two aspects of the Kohen Gadol. There's Lehisgadol Bem, that he's great, that he's the Melech, like again, like the Rambam says. And then there's the Malei Bemes Yadam, that's the Kedushas Kuna Gedola that comes to the Ribui Begadim. So Big Day Kuna Gedola are special for two reasons. Number one, because he's so holy. And also, because he's the Melech. These are Big Day Malchus. And once he's a Kohen Sha'alar, he no longer has the right to wear these Big Day Malchus. He could be wearing the Big Day Kohen Hedger again. Kohen Meshuach Muhammad only wears the Arab Begadim. A Kohen L'Shabra who's Meshuach, he still has this Kohen Gadol aspect, but not once he's L'Shabra and he lost his Minui V'Peh, now he doesn't have this Malchus anymore. So, Baruch Hashem, now we have in 25 minutes and 8 seconds, approximately, we have the Pshat in a Pashat Rashi and a Pasuk, two short Rashis in the Chumash. So, to learn them properly, we would have to spend not 25 minutes, but 25 years. So much Tifkai to Rashi. Baruch Hashem. But that we have a little bit more insight. And I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Koach and the Moach and the time to continue this shir and go deeper into this inyan. We should be zocha l'lmodu l'lamed l'shmor v'la'asot v'kayem et kol divrei Talmud Torah Tov v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.